Is that getting edited out or not?
Don't you worry about what gets edited out or not.
We will be hearing this podcast.
I know.
Don't make us look bad.
What?
Better not, Mary.
Whatever.
Welcome to Yip Podcast. This is Mary.
And this is Tammy.
Yip. And today, later on a little bit, we are going to have our first two youth belly dancers.
Aw, the youngins.
Yes, so we have a couple of girls who are sisters, and they will be coming on to bless us with some of their precious time and their mom who had to bring them here. Go Keely!
Yay, Keely!
Woo-hoo! An amazing dancer right here.
That's what I heard.
Who'd you hear it from?
From the ladies.
The ladies. Well, so we'll get to them in a little while. But first of all, what's going on, Tammy?
Ooh, well, one of the first things I wanted to discuss is there's a dancer. Her name is Maheen, and I think she's in Arizona. Well, she started this new mailing list you could join called Your Daily Dance Quickie. And so I signed up because she started in the new year. And basically every day you get a little email. It's supposed to be something you should work on that day. So that way, like, if you have no time to do any belly dance practice, this seems like little simple things that you can do for a couple minutes. Or even if you do practice, it's something to add on to your practice.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So I mean, first day I got it was Monday, and it was Monday musicality. So she talks about that when we dance improvisationally, we sometimes want to follow one instrument. So let's meet the oud. And she has attached a beautiful oud solo. And I just like saying oud. Okay, so so she talks about what it is. It's a string instrument and it creates slow melodies. And she has you play a game called Red Light, Green Light, Belly Dance Style. So you use any flowing movements, hip circles, snake arms, figure eights, etc., and then go when he plays and stop when he stops. Speed up and slow down with the oud player. So
that sounds really cool.
Yeah, so that was like Monday's thing to do. Tuesday, she talks more about technique and hip lifts, and she kind of gives you instructions on how to do them and some, like, I guess some exercises to practice and, you know, so on and so forth. So every day she sends something. So I just think it's really cool. And again, even if I don't have a chance to even get to it, because for instance, we recorded early today. And so I literally got home, could set up our podcast area, and we got started. So today was not a day I have gotten to do my Wednesday daily belly dance. But they're so short that I can do it tomorrow and add it on to Thursdays and be cool. Yeah. So anyway, I get excited over little things like that. I feel like it's a little special email just for me. And it is, because it's going to my email address. And other people are getting it too, but you don't know how many
people. But not at your email address.
Thank you. So I thought that was really cool that that's something that's happened recently. I believe, like I said, she just started it for the new year. So if you guys are interested. Also, there's this, I know we talked a while back about blogs and how you like follow one blog to another to another to another. I keep adding all these to my Google reader. So there's this blog, I don't even know who this person is. She goes by the name of Zumarod. So it's zumarod.blogspot.com. why I was bringing it up is because she posted a blog and it was called Seeking Something Real. And she talks about how about 6 months ago she quit teaching at her large local belly dance school. She says that it's been allowing her more time, at least, to kind of focus more on her dance, of course. And what she ends up focusing on is her growing frustration with like how belly dance is marketed, and that's kind of like a product now, and people try and disassociate it with the Middle East. And she sees it like a lot of people are like, oh, they call it by women, for women, the ancient goddess worship, harem dance, Indian gypsy dance, exotic, sensual, but not sexual. Like all these things that it's like, it's just a Middle Eastern dance. And she feels that it's kind of more of like a fantasy versus an actual dance. And she kind of goes in about how tribal and tribal fusion might be partly responsible, just because we've Americanized belly dance to the point where it really is not Middle Eastern anymore.
Right.
I just wanted to bring it up just because I thought it was an interesting read. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because it's rather lengthy, but I think what she's trying to do is really, she doesn't want to be the ethnic police, as she talks about it in here. She's not looking to be the ethnic police, but she is getting frustrated with the way it is or not being associated with its roots anymore. And that she thinks that a lot of dancers really should go back and kind of look at where belly dance came from. And anyway, she goes on and on about it. But her last line in her blog, which I love, is, "I want to see you belly dance." And she puts like belly dance in quotations. Like, that's what she wants to go see. And I think we've discussed this too, that, you know, with fusion specifically, that people just pick a name out of a hat of what they're going to call it. And it's like some dance that I don't know what they're fusing anymore. And sometimes I want to go to a belly dance show and actually see belly dancers.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely talked about this before, but...
Yeah, and I think mm-hmm. that's kind of where her frustration really kind of started, and then it just grew, because, you know, when you get angry at something, it tends to fester, and then if you have no outlet for that frustration anymore, then it becomes, like, a very long blog post.
Taking the blogging to a dark place.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, immediately following that, on Tuesday, she wrote a blog that says, "In more shallow news, she has dry skin and she wants to know about lotions." So I just was like, wow, you know, she really had a moment there on Monday. And then Tuesday, she probably was like back to her happy self, I'm sure. But anyway, so those are the couple things that I've found online lately that I was like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know. Just kind of made me think.
Well, that's good.
Oh, Mary. What will I do with you?
I haven't been in my reader in like 2 weeks.
Oh, I have to do it like every day.
I'm positively terrified to go on it now because some of them post so frequently that I'll leave for like 30 minutes and they'll have like 14 blog posts. I'm like, oh my God, stop. So
stop blogging.
I know. Just
nobody talk cares to a friend about or you that something. Much.
Make a phone call. Reach out and touch someone. Stop writing it all down.
Well, it's been very difficult because, okay, so we have our tribe. We have our Facebook. So now I'm on the Facebook now.
Right, and
people.
I've been so bad at posting anything on the Facebook. I'm just not used to it.
But yeah, I just post things like, because I don't know what to post on Facebook. So
and then
I just
feel dumb if I posted on Tribe and Facebook. But I guess we have different people on Facebook and Tribe.
And a lot of people don't check Tribe anymore.
I know, it's sad.
So I think it's sad. I love Tribe.
Oh, pretty orange Tribe.
Pretty orange Tribe. Where's your donut? All you old school Tribers know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so like we have the Facebook, we have the Tribe. I've got all these blogs that I'm, you know, reading and stuff. And my New Year's resolution was to cut down on internet usage. So
how's that working out?
It's very difficult. I don't sleep at night.
That's sad.
I wasn't sleeping before, so it's at least now I'm doing something.
Being productive.
Checking Tribe and Facebook.
Hey, that's research. We have a podcast, you know.
It's true. I do use it for research.
Totally legitimate.
Oh, another thing. Carolina was listed in the business section of the San Francisco Chronicle.
Ooh.
It was called "Her Hips Don't Lie. She Loves Belly Dancing." What was very cool about it is that it was in the business section versus entertainment,
human interest or
human interest. Exactly. So I know Carolina was very excited about it. She posted about it on the Fat Chance Tribe. And so everyone's just like, yay, congratulations. And but I would check it out. Definitely. I'm very proud of her. I know that when she was here, she just wanted to be taken so seriously, you know.
Exactly.
And who can blame her, you know? So I was very excited to hear that she was in the business section of the San Francisco.
That's very cool.
Anywho, so what's up with you, Mary?
Oh, my goodness. So first of all, a few podcasts ago, we mentioned Dolphina.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Tammy.
She has her place. She has
her
place.
Who claims she has her place, but is it a good place?
I didn't say where.
And is it a place we'd like to visit?
I didn't say where.
So there's a columnist, Josie Vogels, who is a sex columnist, and she wrote an article about Delfina, and it was just one of the most irritating articles I've ever read. It's just so irritating. Oh my gosh, she's so irritating. So, not this Vogels lady. I'm sure she's nice in a super sexy way. But but just some of these quotes from Delfina. Oh my gosh, I was just like gritting my teeth. And there's a part near the end where she was like, you know, I'm paraphrasing. You know, the belly dance community sometimes just gets so mad. They take it so seriously. They want to make sure it's not seen as stripping. And I'm like, well, duh. You know, and she's got all these things about, oh, belly dance is all about celebrating fertility. And it's about a time when spirituality and sexuality were joined, and all this blah garbage about, oh, it's so women centered and there's no masculine energy. And I guess my favorite part of the article was seeing the comments on the article. You know, like there was this one person that was like, OK, hello, there's definitely masculine energy, seeing as it came from a Middle Eastern dance where men and women both danced. Just because I'm shallow and petty, I think my favorite one was when they were talking about, because, you know, she's like, she took her name from dolphins because what, she was guided to shore by some dolphins when she went out too far, yeah, in the ocean or something.
There's a story there, yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, so the post, the post that I thought was funniest, which is just mean of me, was somebody who'd said, I think the dolphins hit her a couple times too hard. Oh. She was being guided back to shore. I don't, you know, it's just like one person who's just so, so completely entrenched in how the rest of us are such fuddy-duddies for getting offended by some of the stuff she says. So we work so hard to not be objectified and to make this into something beautiful and not something tacky and tawdry. And then she prances around talking about how it can totally, yes, help your sex life. And isn't that awesome? And the rest of us are just such stick in the muds. Oh, it's so irritating. I could scream.
Yeah, because I'm going to keep my opinion to myself.
Why? It's your podcast, too.
Because, like, I get what she's saying. That's the thing. Like, I understand where she's coming from, and I understand what she's trying to say. For a lot of women, myself included, belly dance has definitely built my confidence.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And
for her, in what I've read, obviously I don't know her personally, but it seems like for her, her confidence is attached to her sexuality. So everything that she sees as confidence building is very much the same as her being sexual and being a sexual being. So when she says these things, I get where she's coming from. Do I agree with them? No. But I know a lot of women who maybe that's how they get into belly dance. Maybe for them it turns into something completely different. But maybe they want to go home and find out if it's better in bed for them. And I will not answer the question if it is or not.
But well, you know, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. It's irritating when someone on a stage as big as, yes, she is on, as a, you know, a celebrity teacher of belly dance.
Yeah.
She gets so much press, and it's just really infuriating that that's what the layperson is seeing.
Yeah. You know? And all it's doing is feeding what the layperson already thinks. I mean, it's not like she's putting it in their heads. This is what it is.
I think Shay posted something on the Tribe thread about, I think she said something like, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, being belly dancer might not spice up your yeah, home life. It certainly, you know, certainly does in many cases, but that shouldn't be the main focus of the dance, I think, is correct, the general gist.
Yeah. And I think because Delfina seems to, or at least ends up getting interviewed for things like this, she ends up putting it in that light. That's why I keep saying, like, there's a place for Delfina. There's definitely a role and a place for her.
I wish it were a quieter place with less publicity. That's the place that I wish she were at. Whatever. So I'm just going to stamp her with the irritating label and try to move on all with good, my life.
It's all good.
I'm just going to try to move past it.
I don't see myself ever really meeting Delfina, so, you know.
No. And I bet she doesn't listen to our podcast, so no hurt feelings there.
Darn that Delfina.
I know. Okay. Oh, also there's a thread on the sheer.net tribe about belly dance and snakes, which I'm just bringing up because we talked about it recently.
I thought about you actually when I was reading that. I'm like, when is Mary going to post?
You know why? Because when we talked about it, I was talking about how why people don't dance with their rabbits if they're going to dance with snakes.
Yeah, their dogs and then, cats.
And then somebody took the thought right in my brain and was like, well, why do people dance with their pet snakes and not their pet hamsters? You know, and that's true. Basically, the thread was some people decided it was animal cruelty because they didn't have the choice of saying no. Some people said they didn't mind as long as the snakes were treated respectfully. Some people were ambivalent. Some people didn't care. I'm not such a fan of snake dancing, but I, you know, in all honesty, haven't seen a lot of snake dancing.
Well, and I think you had even said, like, it's not that you're necessarily a fan or not a fan. It's just that you haven't seen a lot of it and you haven't necessarily seen a good version of it. So the only things that you've seen weren't very good. So
I'm withholding judgment. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say that it's animal cruelty. Okay, some of the things we've talked about where they're being flung around and are probably getting severe motion sickness, I would qualify as being a little inhumane. But in general, snakes just kind of like hang out anyway.
I've never seen a good snake dance either. Although I did see someone with them on their hips, like with a snake on their hips, and it sat very nicely. I was like, well, that's nice. I mean, at least it's a pro, you know.
Right, it's cooperative.
Yeah, it's cooperative. You know, it's not like you gotta wrestle with it or anything. So, you know,
it's animatronic.
It's nothing I would personally want to ever dance with. Not that I have anything against snakes. I just don't want them around my belly.
I think people, and myself included, have a hard time associating some of the more extreme emotions to reptiles just because their faces don't move because they're reptiles. Like, I used to have
some
two
dancers
snakes,
whose face
and I, well, that's true. Whether it's lack of personality or Botox, who's to say?
It's like, you can't just blame the snake.
I used to have two ball pythons and like I'd do my homework with one on my arm or whatever. And they'd sort of, you know, wander around and wherever they were going, you know, not a big deal. They didn't seem to mind hanging around with me while I was doing my homework. Sometimes I'd walk around and they didn't seem to mind when I was walking around, you know, so it's like, I mean, I think if you have a, like one of my snakes was a little more skittish, the most high strung snake I have ever seen.
Yeah, because as we
tense.
Talk about them not having emotion.
Well, she freaked out at everything. Ugh. Cassandra. Fantastic. Oh, so really quickly, last couple of things. Did you see that post about the belly dance dictionary, the online belly dance dictionary?
I wanted to talk about it. Yes. I
you may talk
it.
About it.
No, go ahead. By all means.
That's about it. I was just like, there's an online belly dance dictionary. They're trying to put up, you know, this huge vocabulary of belly dance terms, which I think was very ambitious and very, very cool of them for trying. So
yeah, it was like, it came out of nowhere too. It was just like all of a sudden.
It's like ba-bam.
Yeah. And it's, The Soul Studio, so www.thesoulstudio.net/dictionary.
Slash hi-yah.
Hi-yah. And they have over 150 moves listed. And they do have a Facebook fan page with over 3,500 people already. And I swear they've only had a Facebook for like a week. But everybody, this is spread like wildfire. Everybody's like really excited about this belly dance dictionary thing. And so what they've started to do now, I believe, is start getting video, and I think they're starting to edit video of all the moves as well.
That's awesome, because that's what I didn't do a lot of research on it. I was just like, and kind of in passing, oh, that's neat. And I visited the site and I was like, la la la, I have to go to Tammy's now. We're trying to look at this. And but that's what I was thinking, because it made me think of like the online American Sign Language dictionaries.
Oh,
and the really
good
ones have like, you know, video.
Yeah, so this is like, they, it's really cool, very easy to use guide. You can either choose it by
body part,
thank you, arm position, hands, head, hips, so on and so forth, or you can do an A to Z listing of all their moves. So if you know what move you're looking for, that might be the easier way to go. At one point in the future, they're going to have print guides, so that way you can print all this stuff out. Just something neat, interesting going on in the belly dance world, and it's about darn time. We've already got enough going on with our podcast. I was not about to start a belly dance dictionary. I'm glad somebody else took the reins on that one.
Well, I have about a 2-hour attention span, so this works well for me. But if, like, long-term A to Z project, I don't know if I make it.
You're like, what letter am I on?
Oh, also, which I am totally psyched about, there's been a lot of posting going on various and sundry ATS tribes about new turns that Fat Chance is working into their vocabulary. I'm so psyched. So there's this lady, Debbie Momick, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, who teaches in Australia. Her group or studio is called Gwazi Caravan. She's apparently getting all these moves worked into the Fat Chance vocabulary that they're accepting and working in. And I'm so excited. They're so cool. So the three turns, I don't know how many turns or how many moves they've taken from her, but these are just the ones that people have posted videos going, what is this?
And you know, because now everyone's like really watching the videos going, okay.
The three moves that so far have been talked about are the pulse turn, the Medusa turn, which is, looks very interesting, hand things. And then I just saw one the other day called the Loco Camel, which is really pretty.
Yeah.
I really
Yeah, it's
really
like a camel like turn thing.
Yeah, and then you kind of go backwards in a turn and there's like a thing. Anyway, I think that's all I've got. That's enough.
So, chat. Well, I want more. I want music, Mary. Give me music.
Well, you know what, Tammy? I want music. You give me music.
Gosh darn you. You always turn it around on me. So what I'm recommending, and you can hate me for this, I'm okay with that, is ABBA.
ABBA!
I personally, it's like my happy music. I cannot not smile when ABBA's on. And so what I have is their gold album, which is their greatest hits. Like, yeah, don't hate. And yes, I watched Mamma Mia and I watched it in the theater like several times. So the three songs I'm going to recommend, you would think I would recommend Dancing Queen, but oh no.
Oh no, nothing so cliche.
Yes, I will not be recommending Dancing Queen. However, I will be recommending Take a Chance on Me. I can't even say it like I love this song because I love all the songs. So that's not really fair to say. But I love that song. Voulez-Vous, which is like a real party song to me. Really kind of clubby. Well, 70s clubby. And then Waterloo. And I love all of these songs. And I love ABBA for belly dance drills. I know that sounds really stupid. But I do because they have such a steady, consistent 4/4 beat
right
to them that it's so easy to just smile and be happy and drill to them. And not only that, it's gonna be very embarrassing. I drill my zills to them. It works. So if you want something really just silly to drill and to play your zills to, by all means, those are the three songs I recommend. Take a Chance on Me, Voulez-Vous, and Waterloo. ABBA.
You know, I really am not like that super familiar with ABBA. I've heard the big hits. Take a Chance on Me, of course, I've heard before. And who hasn't heard Dancing Queen, which you didn't play, of course. But I'm shocked, of course, you didn't pick it. But I really liked Waterloo a lot.
I love
Waterloo. I haven't heard that song before. That's a really good one.
Wow.
Yay! opening new doors.
New doors to ABBA. Well, I'm excited about ABBA. I guess we should get on with our special guest today.
Okay, well, let's get him in the studio and set up. Studio magic, studio magic, studio magic. Okay, so today on the podcast, we have two juveniles. Sorry, girls. We've got two young dancers, Shelby and Audrey, who, do you guys know each other?
No. We're sisters.
So we have not asked these girls on just because they have charming personalities and, you know, cute hair and whatever. But they are also belly dancers. So why don't you guys tell me how long you've been belly dancing? Shelby, why don't you go first? Counting on her fingers.
And how about you tell us your age, too?
Yeah, what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 11 years old.
Awesome.
I am in fifth grade, and I'm 10 years old.
Splendid.
And so, how long have you guys been dancing?
6 years or seven?
6 or 5, actually, I think.
So in your many years of dancing, how many instructors have you guys went through?
Well, three.
Yeah, three if you count Mary twice.
Yeah.
And no. Who is your favorite?
Mary.
Thank you, Audrey. I will pay you later. Shelby?
Oh, God.
So, right, because you guys started with me, right?
Yeah.
And we were doing cabaret, sparkle, mm-hmm. sparkle, sparkle. Yeah. And then you had Suspira for a while. She taught you for a while, right?
Yeah.
And then I started another class with Tribal, and now you're on your third teacher.
Miss Erica.
Right. So, yeah. Three, me twice. It's like we got divorced, and then we made up for a while, and then we're like, oh, this is why I can't stand you. And then we had to break up again.
Oh.
Okay, so what is your favorite thing about belly dance?
My favorite thing about belly dance is to dance in belly dancing.
Well, that's, Audrey, what's your favorite thing about belly dance?
I know. Like, it's all pretty much fun.
Well, that's good, because I was going to ask you, what's your least favorite thing about belly dance?
My least favorite thing?
Oh, well, that's easy.
What?
Wow.
So articulate.
So what was your least favorite thing, then, about belly dancing?
My least favorite thing about belly dancing is when we're not belly dancing.
Wow.
You're awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Probably when I, like, blank out and forget what I'm supposed to do.
So what's your favorite move that you guys get to do?
My favorite move would have to be the aerobics, because they're soft and they're simple and the first move I learn.
Mm-hmm. My favorite move is probably the, what's it called, the crossing Maya box?
The Amaya box?
The Amaya box with the two people.
Oh, you know, I don't even know if there's a real name for that.
The two people Maya box.
Well, when you go around somebody doing the Amaya box or the Chico Four Corners, when you go around
each other,
that's very fun.
Yes.
I agree. Yes. I love partner work.
So, do you guys think you'll be doing belly dancing forever and ever and ever?
Not forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, but I would like to do it for
not
a while.
Not after I'm retired.
Oh.
No, that's a long time away.
Kids these days. Things interrupt. It's the problem with children these days. No respect. You were saying?
I wouldn't want to do it forever and ever and ever, but I would want to do it, like, for a while, because it is something I enjoy doing.
So have you guys had any fun costume malfunctions?
Well, in one of my performances, do you remember the gala that the closed gala where only dancers could do it, and you and Sarah did the hip hop number?
Yeah, I do.
Well, during that performance, my pants had kept falling down.
Is this when the elastic was broken?
Yes.
Awesome.
And so I had to keep going outside and shaking while I was dancing. So, major, what's it called?
Costume malfunction. It's distracting, I agree.
Yeah, distracting.
Yeah, I've had a few hair pieces fall out, but nothing big.
So do you guys prefer, you've done several choreographies, but you've also been working on improvisational dance for a while. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer one over the other, or do you like both in certain times, in certain amounts?
I mainly like the improv, because if you do a move and you mess up and you're leading, it looks like they messed up.
So. And because.
That's a little devious.
I know.
And because you don't have to remember stuff.
That's true. That's a big one.
I definitely agree.
Where's your favorite place that you guys have performed at?
My favorite place that I have performed at is probably just the Gallup, because the only people who are going to be there are people who I hang out with and I talk with, and people who like me and are friends with me and are nice.
That's always nice to have a good understanding audience. So your mom is also a dancer, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes she is. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Possibly.
What did they tell you to say? Okay. So she told us to say this, but she is an amazing, wonderful, fabulous dancer that brought us to the earth. The Black V tribe.
And would take us away if we didn't say this.
Just kidding.
Okay, so anyway, she's part of the Black V group.
Tribe.
Moving on.
Well
moving
said, on. Shelby. Thank you.
You're welcome. Very good.
What were you talking about? Do you have a question you'd like to ask yourself? Because I can't think of anything right now.
Well.
So what are some dancers that you guys admire?
I really, really admire Lacey. I think. For taking a lead with her spirit.
Where is her spirit leading her exactly?
What I mean is from like taking herself, she like took herself out of something and made something completely new that was great and fabulous and yeah.
And her own.
Yeah. And making it her own.
So she started her own business.
Yes.
And you respect her for that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Because I'm in it.
So are there any dancers like that you've seen, your mom watching in videos, or that you've seen in videos that you also really like?
Belly
like
Dance the, Superstar, yes. Fat Chance Belly Dance.
Fat Chance Belly Dance.
Yes. Fat Chance Belly Dance.
Do all your friends know that you belly dance? And what do they think about it?
Well, I kind of like to make belly dance one part of my world and school and my friends another part of my world, because I just don't feel they mix very well, except for the girls who dance with me. Like, that's true. Nina. Go Nina. Yeah.
Go Nina. Yeah. Shout out to Nina.
Yeah. And Ashley. Go Ashley.
And remember Victoria? Ashley?
Of course I remember Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have any favorite music you like to dance to?
I like the slow music, so you could, like, any slow song that's like a belly dance song, because we're talking about belly dance. And...
So we're Balkan beatbox fans. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Do you prefer like more traditional Middle Eastern sounding songs, or do you prefer more electronic stuff?
I like the electronic stuff because it's more up to date.
Okay. So do you guys do any other styles of dancing at all?
No.
Not really.
I like to dance in my room like... But...
I don't know if that's a real style, but it should be.
I think that's going with the disco category.
Now you guys do karate, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
My karate teacher, because I do this tiger team, and we're going to perform for the UCF Globetrotters. You know, Globetrotters. And we were doing the routine, and we had to go like this, and I had shaked my hips while doing that, and she's like, Shelby, no belly dance moves. It wasn't even meaning to be a belly dance move.
So do you guys make your own costumes?
I've asked my mom to teach me how to stitch, but she had never taught me.
She just forgets about it and comes back to it another day and then forgets about it again and then never teaches us.
But we had made tassels and made hair pieces with Mary, because Mary is willing to teach us how to make costumes because she's very good at that.
And I was once your teacher, so it kind of goes under the whole umbrella of being paid to do something. Maybe if you paid your mom, she'd be more willing to help you out.
So what is Thank your favorite you. Costume piece then?
My favorite costume piece would have to be any pantaloons that I have owned, especially ones that are red with a whole bunch of stuff on them. They look really cool. But I can't wear them because the elastic broke.
But my mommy's going to fix them.
Okay. So, Audrey, what's your favorite costume piece?
Dreads and pantaloons.
So why did you guys start belly dancing? Did you start because your mom was dancing? Did she make you start? Did she pester you or did you pester her?
Well, I had already wanted to do it because while she was doing dancing, like the night before or some nights when she would come home from class, she would teach me a little bit of it. So I was kind of excited. I guess she told us that there was a kids class now. And I guess I was excited and Audrey was excited. I don't know about Audrey. She's playing with a scarf. But... but then we both brought in she wanted us to try it out and we really really liked it.
Nice.
And if you remember correctly, Mary was the one who started us in dance.
She's made that was it a funny. Fun class though.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah,
we had a couple good routines in that class.
Yeah.
So do you have any more questions? Because otherwise I will have my last question and that's it.
Okay, what's your last question?
I need you both to yip.
I don't even yip in class.
Well, that's not natural.
Yip. Yip.
That was the most proper yip I've ever heard.
That was okay. It. And that was the interview.
Woohoo.
It was good to have the girls in studio. Wow. We got sidetracked a lot.
It happens.
It does.
It happens with us and then to other people here who are not focused either.
I felt a kinship to them, though. I think our emotional maturity is about on par.
I think so.
Sadly.
They were just so cute.
I know. Good sports. And their mom was an even more good sport. More good sport?
Morgan.
I know. The Muppets. That kind of day. Yeah. So, ta-da.
So, Mary, do you have any music for us?
I do. So, the group that I'm recommending today is the Toids. And how did I not know about the Toids?
Is that like Altoids? Toids?
No. What is that for? Upset stomach? What are Altoids for? Heartburn?
They're breath mint.
I've been living a lie. All this time I thought they were for upset
Your
stomach.
Your mom's always been like, you just have an Altoid.
Like, no, I'm fine.
Well, mints do settle the tummy, so.
Well, there you go. I mean, Toid is spelled the same as Altoid, but without the Al part. Anyway, they're this really cool group. And this is the CD that I am recommending today is not a new CD. It came out in 2006. And I know I've heard them mentioned before. And I think I thought they were a different group. And I was like, I refuse to buy the Toid CD. It sounds ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And then I bought it and I was like, I'm ridiculous for not buying this earlier. I know.
In your face.
I know. In your face, me. So the CD is Unblocked Ears. It came out in 2006. And the Toids just have this really cool sound. It's like kind of Middle Eastern-y, kind of Balkan, but it like goes down really smooth. Really smooth.
Sounds like a fine glass of wine.
I know. Fine glass of wine. You gotta let the music breathe. So the three songs we're gonna hear are Slinker, Groping and Hoping, and the third one is my current favorite, and it's called Seek. Thank you.
thoughts, comments,
words of wisdom? I like Seek. No words of wisdom. I like Seek as well.
Me too. Because it's cool. And it goes down smooth.
Like a fang. Let's like what? Yes, what?
Bring it back. Yeah, so that's it.
Fantastic.
So, hey, Tammy.
Yes, Mary.
So I have a question to ask you.
Why is my daughter coughing into the microphone?
She wants to share her germs with our listening audience.
No, I don't.
It's a bear.
Where purity of movement is threatened by the tidal wave of vanity. Where the sequined veil of mystery meets the coochied hips of deceit. Where the passion of the dance is consumed by the riptide of neurosis, you will find Shimmy Cove.
Today on Shimmy Cove, Nadine and Jade will be played by Lacey, and Alex will play the officer. Return to Shimmy Cove this week to find me, the top reporter in town, driving aimlessly around the outskirts in a vain attempt to catch sight of the van that I had seen leaving the hospital with Jack, two mystery women, and several large armed men. And while I may be suffering from frustration, I can only imagine the terror that Absinthe and her girls are going through as they wonder who screamed outside and why.
Look, girls, we knew there was going to be some weirdness when we temporarily moved our practices to the old, nearly abandoned, except for a few weirdos fairground. But I think we can all agree the ambiance is pretty awesome.
Ambiance can be so overrated, Absinthe. What if that ambiance comes in here and chops all our heads off with an ambiotic chainsaw, huh?
Ambiotic's not a word, Mal.
Yes, it is. It's something to do with being pregnant.
That's amniotic, not ambiotic.
Well, whatever. That just means your sentence was stupider.
How do you know what it means anyway, Mal?
Hello, I'm a nurse.
For the love of Shiva, can we just focus on the choreography, please? I think we can handle any trouble that comes through that tent flap.
And how's that? I'm a dancer, not a fighter.
We do have ice picks on our belt. Think outside the box, people.
Meanwhile, just yards away from Absinthe's practice tent, we find Samantha and Maudie standing over the prone body of Jack.
I can't believe he just went down like that.
I've never seen anyone faint that quickly. Maybe we should have tried to catch him.
He screams like a little girl. What scared him so badly?
A spider.
Well, that's just perfect. He's hit his head on a rock, and now he's completely unconscious. No idea when he'll come to, I suppose. We don't have time to wait, and I'm certainly not going to be dragging him to the Ferris wheel. Not in these shoes.
Huh. Meanwhile, we find Nadine back in the interrogation room.
So, lady, you want to tell me what's going on here?
I really didn't mean any harm, officer.
And you don't think drugs do any harm?
But I've already said that the drugs aren't mine. I had no idea they were in the glove box.
Yeah, and I suppose the van isn't yours either.
No, I borrowed it, remember?
From your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, as well as the sled dogs.
Yeah.
All this just to get a belly dance.
Yes!
Oh, do you want to show me a few moves? Maybe, just maybe, I can get you some time off for good behavior. So,
you...
Ooh! Fine, it's back to the tank with you.
But that was your fault.
Tell it to the sled dog, sweetheart.
This plot is getting more and more confusing. I'm afraid to even wonder what Veronique is up to. Jack unconscious, Nadine still in jail, and what about Elise? Is the shimmy spot even now a smoldering pile of rubble? Find out next week on Shimmy Cove.
Well, first off, in February, February 13th through 14th in Long Beach, California, is the Belly Dance of the Universe competition. So that's going to be www.bellydanceoftheuniverse.com. February 25th through the 28th, if you can get in, is TribalCon. www.tribalcon.com. Last I seen, they were almost sold out of at least the weekend passes, and they were running low on the day passes.
They usually sell out all the way.
And that's www.tribalcon.com. So that's what I have going on around town. If you have events in your area you would like us to promote, send us an email at email@yipodcast.com. Also, if there's more information you want on the events, you can join our mailing list. I usually do a little promo of all the events coming up. And that is on our website, which is www.yippodcast.com. You can just click on the join email list on our website. You can Skype us at yippodcast. You can call us at 321-441-3933. You can join our tribe at tribes.tribe.net/yippodcast or our Facebook. Go to Facebook and just type in Yip Podcast. It's like a really long address.
So much easier.
Yeah. Oh, and you can also just click on the link, by the way, on our website. I have a find us on Facebook
little link. Totally. I love links.
So that's all I have. This has been Tammy.
And this has been Mary.
Yep.
Speak in a nice, clear, strong voice.
Like this. Or like this.
Wow.
Well, don't kill us. Don't kill us, Audrey.
Wow.
And don't do that again. Don't do that again, Audrey.
The top reporter in town, driving aimlessly around the outskirts in a vain attempt to catch sight of the van that I had seen leaving the hospital with Jack, two mystery women, and several large children.
Oh my god, for the love of some kind of pagan god that I can't think of. Can we just... I don't even know.
I'm like, if that stayed, I would so be happy if that stayed.